May, that I may know him. Superficial knowledge not enough, May 1st.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
There are many mysteries in the Word of God that we do not comprehend, and many of us are content to stop our investigation when we have just begun to receive a little knowledge concerning Christ. When there begins to be a little unfolding of the divine purposes to the mind, and we begin to obtain a slight knowledge of the character of God, we become satisfied and think that we have received about all the light that there is for us in the Word of God. But the truth of God is infinite. With painstaking effort we should work in the mines of truth, discovering the precious jewels that have been hidden. Jesus meant just what he said when he directed his disciples to search the Scriptures. Searching means to compare Scripture with Scripture, and spiritual things with spiritual. We should not be satisfied with a superficial knowledge. We do not half realize what the Lord is willing to do for his people. Our petitions, mingled with faith and contrition, should go up to God for an understanding of the mysteries that God would make known to his saints. An angel's pen could not portray all the glory of the revealed plan of redemption. The Bible tells how Christ bore our sins and carried our sorrows. Here is revealed how mercy and truth have met together at the cross of Calvary, how righteousness and peace have kissed each other, how the righteousness of Christ may be imparted to fallen man. Their infinite wisdom, infinite justice, infinite mercy, and infinite love were displayed. Depths, heights, lengths, and breadths of love and wisdom, all passing knowledge, are made known in the plan of salvation. He who desires the truth in his heart, who longs for the working of its powers upon the life and character, will be sure to have it. Says the Savior, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."